Morning, guys. Welcome back to the project. Project Jira. Reshift here with another video podcast and fourth slice of life in real life, combination of real life responsibilities, finance, money, relationships, cleaning, garbage, stuff like that, tech, and then a mishmash with abstract, creative, I don't know how you call this stuff, entertainment, you could say. And then creates this kind of VR paradox, lo-fi, because it's real and it's also somewhat fictional, I guess you'd say. That being said, it's also a bit of a respite shelter for those who don't have a place, like a home, whatever. So in this topic, let's just dive right into it. I'm supposed to cut off, right? I'm not supposed to create an introduction all the time, but this video actually, I guess I decided to do that a little bit because it's not that important. The items that are here. This is a kind of a daily cleanup thing, so consider this to be one of those more like a chill kind of lo-fi ASMR type videos where it's just mostly conversational talk. And you know, again, how's your day? How are you doing? Just post in the comments in the section below on YouTube, because it apparently can't do that on like any of the podcasting platforms. So just hop over to YouTube, there's the video, and you can just hop in and let me know your thoughts, or over to WordPress if there's this article out at that time. And so first of all, how's your day? You know, how's it been? What's the main highlight? Could be something happy, something not so happy. And you know, is there any frustration that you want to vent out a little bit? Again, no private details, just very vaguely. And I'd love to read your comments and hear what's going on in your lives in a general sort of way. And just kind of catch up and check in, because this is again, a bit of like a respite shelter or relief shelter for those again who have been abused, abandoned, neglected, and so on and so forth. Okay. This is also, for example, lessons for people who don't really have any sort of mentoring. You don't have a proper parental figure. I'm not your parental figure, obviously, but I'm just saying, here's some things that you got to take care of on a daily basis that, you know, I kind of do. All right, so we can do it together. Okay, you can pick up your stuff at work, then I can work with my stuff at work, and we can do it together. All right, so I can tell that was going to be a topic. I'm going to put in the title here. So just trying to getting down some kind of proper introduction, even though I usually don't do it. All right, so today's kind of video, it's very, like I said, very basic. It's not only about garbage, really. It's not really about anything else. Food, groceries, garbage, basic necessities. Just going to clear up some stuff here so I can throw it away. And why don't we start? There's some nutritional supplements, there's some receipts, there's some drinks, and there's some food, and there's waste associated with that. So let's just get on with it. And then I'm going to mention that what really importantly, what I'm going to do after that is I'm going to actually, well, we'll talk about it, but basically it has something to do with the bed and moving out and also painting. So first of all, in my hand for the thumbnail was this kind of stuff here, because that's actually what I have. That's kind of more recent, and I'm just gonna place it here and get rid of the border resizable right now. And so here are some receipts. I'm glad you can't see in any real detail. This is probably from the past 48 hours, the past 2 days, four receipts. Place it here on the side, because the receipts here I want them to be covered in a separate video altogether. I have at least like 40 receipts now, all accumulated, and I do want to cover them all at the same time, because then we can just say that's video focused more on finance and stuff like that. So next, so let's cover food and drinks. So here we have this fruit to go. I've mentioned this before, strawberry flavor, low on sugar, no sugar really, and it's just using sucralose instead, but that's not a great alternative. That's like 90 milligrams, that's too much. But to the side again, it's just something I get because I don't want to carry water with me on a container. Usually it spills. So by the side, here's another drink. There's a Gatorade Fit. That's a new brand, the feature that they're rolling out, I noticed in the past couple weeks. And I just wanted to try it out. And it's got vitamins A, C, niacin, vitamin B6 again. Also, as you mentioned, purchase $1. This one's $1.50 actually. And then this is like about $1.50 also from Dollar Store. That one's from Metro, the fruit to go. And you know, 2-for-1 deal kind of thing. Anyways, both of these have no sugar. Well, this one has 1 gram of sugar only, Gatorade usually has a lot more than that. For a bottle like this, might have like 30 grams of sugar. I usually buy the Gatorade Zero, but then they had this new one called Gatorade Fit, which, you know, I was like, what's the difference? And take a look inside of vitamins and stuff. So we're talking about nutritionals. We're talking about the reasons for purchasing. So what the thought process that goes behind everything. And this one's about 500 milliliters. So brand, Gatorade, pricing, cost, all that kind of stuff, where you can get it, right? So if you guys live in a similar location, I am, I'm not going to disclose where I am from, but again, you know, the store is associated. Okay, let's move on. Just had to cover the basic synopsis of what we do in these sorts of videos. Here is more food. I think that's better than covering the nutritionals. We'll cover nutritionals next. So I have drinks there. Also, we have to cover where they go. So for example, this still is not finished, so I'll put this inside my luggage bag. Take it to work, volunteering, library. The recyclables, you obviously go to the recycling bin. And then, so here's the next one. It's a food item. This is a plantain spicy chips. This came with, I bought some bananas as well as a slice of pizza. It's from a place that, grocery store called Loblaws grocery chain. And I haven't tried their hot food section there, so I wanted to try their slice of pizza there. Also, was on the way to where I need to be, so I was taking care of some responsibilities, and along the way it was just there, and so I decided to do that. Bought some bananas. They're finished. You can't see them here. Same thing with the slice of pizza. It's like pesto primavera. I didn't know they use like Chinese green leafy green vegetables for that, but they do. Yeah, anyways, the whole bill came down to like $12 or something like that, but we'll cover that in the receipt section. And then there's a plantain chips here as well in that grocery store, and this one was kind of something I didn't buy for a while, but it's spicy and it's 85 grams only, and it's only for $1.50. But the main reason I bought it is because it's got fiber, so 4 grams of fiber. And again, nutrition comes high in mind as well as pricing. Right now, I don't have a lot of money. I'm going to be totally honest, guys. I'm in a very troubled situation right now. Moving on. So I covered also that food, but I forgot to mention that at the same time yesterday, I also bought more food aside from this drink. And that was, I believe I went to a Chinese bakery store and I bought something called Saint Germain's Bakery. And, you know, it's like artisan craft. Baked Chinese buns, really really good. If you guys ever stop by and see a chain of theirs, I highly recommend it. Just take a look, get some stuff, you'll see it's pretty high quality. And bought I believe just some traditional, because yesterday I spent almost like, I don't know, 10 hours at the library just working on this project on Spotify podcasts, getting them through, and then testing the issues on WordPress. That'll be a topic for another day, how Twitter has increased its pricing on its API. And then, you know, long story short, and anyways, that's a separate topic. But I was spending so much time at the library, basically, that I had to go to the bakery. I picked up some food and it was really just two buns. I just said, oh, I want something to eat. I spent the whole day. I didn't eat anything. I just drank like a Powerade bottle, which is also not here. I'm not going to have to talk about Powerade, am I? It's already something that I've covered so many times. It's just another bottle of drinks from Walmart, $1.50. Okay, $1.20, cheaper than that. 700 milliliters, no sugar. So you can just kind of go through everything. Next, we have garbage now. No, not garbage. Let's cover more food first. This canister of chili flavor coated peanuts. I covered this before. I won't have to cover it in too much detail now. Long story short, a Chinese supermarket, Chinese grocery store that just recently opened in a nearby mall location. There's a huge grand opening. Lots of people lining up, and it's very bustling now because they have a hot food section situated outside in the hallways of the shopping mall. It's a great common area. It's a great intuitive design. Honestly, it's great for business because there's just so many people interacting with it. Anyways, so they're going to a grocery store to buy hot food. Think about that. Anyways, and it's just sit down and eat directly outside. Great design, just coming from a business standpoint, you know. Anyways, these are peanuts here from Wildgack, and I bought from that store just to check it out, and I'll go back again. I put some crackers inside there, a lot of seasoning and stuff like that. That's why I'm still here. I'm gonna put this inside my luggage bag because I want to use the herbal seasoning like the basil, oregano that I put inside here, as well as some black pepper and chili flavoring. So this goes in the luggage bag. Next, we have trash, and we're nearing the end now. But we have some napkins here, paper napkins here. This is all class 2 item. I used to call basically food that, items that come from my abusive domestic guardians, to which I always feel some insecurity, a massive insecurity, sense of debt and owing, which I have cut off completely now, and I don't have that kind of attachment anymore, so it's really good. But anyways, there was a time where I just I didn't have any food, and you know, I said fuck it, we'll just grab something from the freezer, and that's usually their stuff usually, and I usually don't do that, obviously I avoid it, but there's a time where I said I did. And so what did I do? So blessings, gratitude, you know, you still have to appreciate that kind of stuff, even if it comes from whatever messy relations it is. But the point is, there's this Stouffer's Bistro Crostini cheese melt, I think. Anyways, it's one of the frozen food packages. It's like some kind of wrap. It's not a wrap. I can't describe it. It's like a pizza pop, kind of like that. You toss it in, microwave it, and this is not healthy, unlike the other things that I kind of showed you there. It's not, has like a lot of saturated fat, a lot of, a lot of saturated fat and stuff like that. It's not healthy, lots of sodium. But I ate only one, and here's the wrapper. It's roughly $2.50 I've seen at the grocery store when it's on sale. I only ate one, so it's like a buck and a half. And then we have this paper napkins here that I also took from them. So it's like, you know, it is what it is. It's their stuff though. Okay, let's put this away inside the plantain chip bag. Just kind of put all the garbage together in one. And there's actually one more thing here that I should probably mention. There's these chopsticks here that should be thrown away as well, because I used them several times. Disposable chopsticks. Okay. From TNT Supermarket. That's the Chinese grocery chain that I was talking about just recently right now. I think that's about all the garbage, which is good because we don't want to cover anymore. Oh, here's that. Ah, we also had a little cap here. I should mention I threw away a little gift souvenir from my cousin's wedding, a cousin who I was not very familiar with, but received an invitation nevertheless. And you know, congratulations to them. There's this honey that I finished up, and here's the cap for it. It's like made of cloth, very beautiful. It's got some, but I threw it away, recycling it after I finished the honey, because I wanted to get rid of it. I was thinking of stuffing it inside here. Anyways, here's the garbage. Here's stuff that I would take and put inside the luggage bag. And of course, this is recycling, but there's still more to come with the recycling. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the video for a second, and I'll be back. All right, in 3, 2, 1. All right, so it's done. You can see that the back now is now kind of flipped open. I just took a split second. It's like I teleported. I really like that. How I can pause OBS Studio. I can tell that we're 13 minutes in. We got to wrap this up and get going. But basically, here's the Gatorade bottle. I am supposed to put this over there. You can see that right where my thumb is right now is that green little bag of garbage on the cart. That's the cart that I intend on painting right now after this video ends. And so what we have to cover left is really this simple stuff right here right now. Just kind of test to make sure that there aren't any bottles here that I have to throw away as well. Yeah, they're fairly full. So here's what we're gonna also throw away. And there's this kind of stuff here. So 1, 2, 3 bottles of USANA Health Science nutritional products are recyclable, as well as the Gatorade. So we have Proflavonol C200, Procosa, and Proglucamune. Proglucamune, the active ingredient, and we'll go through it all. Product review is Reishi, which is like a Japanese kind of mushroom. Good for the immune system. That's what this is for, this bottle. Proglucamune for the immune system. Also uses, I believe, our patented technology of intelligence technology, allows for increased intestinal absorption and throughout your body cellular intake. Also Proflavonol C200, this one is with the grape extract, so think of resveratrol. At one point it was kind of like a main topic of sort of like this anti-aging movement kind of thing that's going on around 5 years ago with Dr. David Sinclair and everything. Anyways, grape extract, you know, endogenous antioxidants and stuff like that. That's what it's for. So good for the cardiovascular health, that is. Immune system, cardiovascular system. Putting on the university cap right now, biomedical science, that's where I'm from. UW, all the way. Alma mater. Okay, so yeah, Procosa, last one here. This is for active ingredient is Mariva patent from another company that was purchased as a subsidiary. And not a subsidiary, but we purchased the product and we have the patents to it now. Long story short, what it does is it provides for the repair and maintenance of your joints. So the complex for your synovial fluid joints. I'm not going to go too much into it. It wouldn't be right of me if I don't have like the right details. I have to be more accurate about what I say when it comes to that. But basically, it's good for your joints, for the maintain and support of your joints. Okay, so that's the musculoskeletal system, arthritis, tendonitis, stuff like that. Okay, so that being said, that's everything. So we have four bottles here, all for recycling. I can tell the main reason why I was debating, I was iffy whether or not I should do this video in the first place is because these three bottles here, I can't really carry these out like this. You know, it's hard to carry things like this. I'm supposed to have like a, if I purchase something else today, that I take back here to residence that's like recyclable. I can pop this all inside a single, like for example, cardboard box of crackers that I finish all the crackers. I pop this all inside. I usually say that, put a box within a box within a box, and then take it out to the trash. Or I put, you know, a crate inside a container, all the containers inside a crate, and then it's going to the recycling bin. Anyways, that's just some logistical stuff. Again, this is not a very, you know, it's not very not too crazy topic. It's not a super heavy video. I think that's how it is. Slice of life, totally slice of life, man. I take this stuff, put it out on the side right there, next to the door. I don't know if you can see it. Be back in like 5 seconds. No, I'll leave it here. It's hard to like, I don't want to bend down and then put everything inside. Yeah, but then I might forget. I don't know. Anyways, that being said, so the last thing I want to mention is just that. So housekeeping stuff. Of course, after I end this video, I'm going to upload this over to YouTube. And YouTube and Patreon to get a little draft. But then the most important thing is I'm gonna move the bed outside the bed. Just the bed frame still here, guys. It's from a couple of videos back. It's inside the closet. I'm gonna move it out, and I'm thinking of moving it today because I checked the weather. It's not raining this morning, which is good. It's been raining quite a bit the past couple of days, but more important, I've just been busy doing other things. So we're gonna move the bed frame today, most likely. And then that's gonna take like literally, it's gonna take like 30 seconds. I'm gonna just pull it out, place it on the side next to a door frame, door right there. And then we're gonna paint finally this card. I'm gonna be careful, right? I have to move the bed frame out first because I don't want the paint to touch, the wet paint to touch the card. Okay, so that's it. That's everything. I think that's everything. I don't need to cover anything more in any more detail. Because we've already technically a lot of this stuff covered already, the cart and the bed frame. It's just logistical stuff, really. And then the garbage is something that we just do on a regular basis once things have accumulated. So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. Just leave in the comments again your stories. How's your day? What's your main highlight? Any frustrations you want to vent out? We'd love to hear your stories, what's going on in life. Just a daily check-in for people who need it. Again, sort of like a parental or a sibling-to-sibling check-in. Imagine making sure that our lives are doing well. We're not trying to get too attached here. Nothing like that. Just make sure that, you know, there's someone in making sure that you're all right. And they can share stories and just kind of have someone listen and lend you an ear. I think that's the concept I'll use more frequently inside these videos. Because that's really important. It's something that was deprived from me growing up. All right, and hopefully it's not deprived from you, but if it is, welcome. You're welcome here. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for tuning in to Project Jira. And we'll see you guys next one. Peace out. Take care. And let's make use of the intermission screen, by the way. I've never tried this. Now. Oh, here's the animation. Thanks to all my supporters. Okay, and here's this scene right here. Peace.